Sources tell 1010 Winds the 85-year-old woman who passed away in the blaze may have had a cigarette in bed. She suffered severe burns and died at the scene. Her 89-year-old husband died shortly after being rushed to New York Weill Cornell Medical Center. Deputy Fire Chief James Coyne said it was a difficult fire. Flames were pouring out of the windows by the time firefighters arrived.
You have a fire on an upper floor in a building off the river, and the windows are already out, so you have plenty of wind and air adding fuel to the fire.
The high-rise is notorious for turning down prospective residents like Richard Nixon, Joan Crawford, and more recently, the French ambassador. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds on East 52nd Street.